we are joined now by a person that, quite honestly, outclasses the show, Ferris State University President David Eisler. I don't know who lied to you about the program you were going to be on, but thank you for getting out of bed, and I'm going to shut up now before I say something stupid.
That'd probably be Marty Boer who lied to you, just for the record.
The guy standing behind you in the suit.
Why, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning, and it's great to have you here in our beautiful Rock Cafeteria this morning at Ferris State University.
Well, thank you for having us, and it was a beautiful drive up. I came up this morning, dodged a couple deer.
It was a beautiful drive up. You came at 3 in the morning.
It was. It's always
you could have been driving through anywhere.
Hey, I was here yesterday and enjoyed the color on the way up to the Big Rapids campus.
Wow, US 131 is awesome when it's dark.
Well, we are happy to be here, obviously, and congratulations to you. Eighth year on the job as the president of the fastest growing university we talked about earlier in the state of Michigan. How does that make you feel as you get ready for rivalry weekend?
Well, we're really proud of what Ferris is doing. We bring education to people throughout the state at 20 locations, including here in Big Rapids, and people respond to what we do, which is we help students get a great education, we help prepare them for a career, and then we help them find a job. 97% of our graduates last year found a job. That's a great record.
And I don't mean to recommend a way to do your job, but if you have any students that you feel are on the borderline, march them past this table. Let them see what happens when you don't go to class and when you don't do your homework. Say, look, that could be you. See the monkey over there behind the microphone?
Michael wants
to get your degree.
Michael wants to endorse your master's program and going back to school and how important it is.
Master's program. Settle down. Right. I've got some other credits to make up before I get there. My wife is in charge of the higher education in the family. So,
you know, talk about president, though, and I mentioned earlier the people that I know and how they've come for different areas of expertise here at Ferris State. What is the biggest challenge you see with future education now, besides just having your students get in a job after they graduate, as far as staying cutting edge and the programs that you offer? And that seems to be expanding for all universities.
Well, staying cutting edge is a challenge, but what we do at Ferris is we take each of our programs and we partner them with a program committee of professionals in the field. So they have folks who are doing this out there advising them about where they should be and what they're doing. I think that's part of it. I think the second piece is almost everyone who goes to Ferris State University has an internship. So they have an opportunity to work in that field, and that's how most of our students get their positions, because they go out and work for someone, they get paid, they like the work they're doing, and they hire them, which it's great to graduate from college with a job.
Ferris State President David Eisler joining us live from the Rock on campus at Ferris State University, getting ready for the Anchorbone Classic with Grand Valley and the Ferris State Bulldogs. As a university president, you've a ton of things on your plate. I mean, you've got things that a football game might seem trivial on a normal week. And you're like, yeah, I'm trying to balance budgets here. What does this game mean to you? You've been here a while. You know the pulse of the university. You get where these people are at. I've mentioned it a couple of times this morning. I was out interviewing people from Big Rapids, and by people, I mean bartenders. And everybody was talking. People were talking about this game. I haven't been up to Big Rapids in a little while, and everybody wanted to talk about the Grand Valley Ferris game. And you know, when they found out we were from Grand Rapids, because I can't shut up, and wanted to know, well, all right, what's Grand Valley really bringing, and so on and so forth. On a rivalry weekend like this, what's it mean for you as a president?
Well, this is a great rivalry, and the rivalry between Grand Valley and Ferris is really important. In 8 years as a president, I've never missed a home football game, so I've seen all these, and not everyone remembers our game last year, because we were tied 10-10 with 4 minutes to go in the game when Grand Valley scored, and we almost came back to win that game. So we think we have a wonderful shot at Grand Valley. It's going to be the largest crowd we have at a home football game this year, and we're very, very excited to welcome the Lakers to our campus, and hopefully we can come away with a victory.
I was tipped off by one of your staff yesterday to ask you that you really get into the football games in more ways than one, hands-on, especially at halftime. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Well, I'm not a football player, but I'm a musician. So I play in the pep band. In fact, I'll play tonight at the Ohio State game with the pep band at the hockey game, and I'll play tomorrow with our pep band. It's just a great way to get out with the students and have a good time. And I'll tell you what, they're great fans. They really watch the game, and they cheer for the team, and they encourage our team. So I enjoy doing that. That's a lot of fun for me.
Speaking of cheering, I've got to ask, and I'm hoping for a straight answer before we leave here at 9. What did they do wrong? We have some members of your cheer squad over here. They're all in uniform. They obviously got out of bed way too early, and I'm just assuming that they broke a chain letter, something.
That I wouldn't know.
They're just supportive. That's all. They're
Shut up. They're
supportive. They're getting ready for
the game. It was the 1840s when you went to college, but not that much has changed. There's no amount of support that would get me out of bed on a college campus at 6 a.m. None. Nothing.
You know, the other thing, speaking of change, Michael talked about, and, you know, the library went up a few years ago. I remember seeing that. You've got other construction going on. How important is it in a community like this? And I saw it at Central Michigan and Mount Pleasant, where you have, because the town, you make up such a big population with the enrollment of the town, that you blend those two together with a community. And it seems like it's become a great fit here in the last few years with Big Rapids and Ferris State.
We do have a great relationship with our community. In fact, my career has been working in 12,000-person towns with public universities. I've never seen a community that's embraced its university like Big Rapids has. In fact, we had a town gown meeting yesterday. We had 40 people came for 2 hours to share about what's happening with the university and the community. But we're really fortunate to be in a community that appreciates our university. And we're the largest employer here. We have 1,400 full-time people, 400 to 500 part-time, and we employ 3,000 to 4,000 students. So we're the major portion of the economy in this area. So that relationship is very important. When we do well, our community does well. And when our community welcomes our students and the people who work here, that relationship is very powerful, and it makes a small town a really great place to live.
It begs the question, because I went to a small college in a small town, and I think of the stuff that I spent my time doing, and I can understand why the locals didn't appreciate my presence in their community, because they buy homes here. How important is it to maintain that relationship, to maintain that line of communication with a community like Big Rapids that isn't, you know, I mean, without Ferris State, Big Rapids is, let's be honest, Nuevo. I mean, it's a small town with a great big university in it. You've got to maintain a constant line of communication to make sure that, you know, nothing gets spun in the wrong direction. How much of your day does that take up?
Actually, less than you would think, because there are so many parts of this university that are actively involved with our community. When you talk with our athletic teams, every one of them has been out there volunteering, helping people. And we have probably 60 people who are working in the school system volunteering from our university right now. And maybe the biggest thing I've ever seen our university do is something they do in the springtime called the Big Event, where 1,200 of our students come out on a Saturday morning in April. And what they do is they go around and they fix homes and they redo lawns for people who are poor and are indigent. We had 1,200 students who came out and fixed 210 homes last year. And that type of relationship, when you're building from where you're helping each other, it's pretty powerful.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, to Michael's point, when he drove into town, and I've seen this here when I've come up, just stopping by on the way up to Houghton Lake or wherever, and you eat at a restaurant, is how the corporate world and the business world has bought into promoting athletics and vice versa. I mean, I'd go in there, and there was tabletops about the next Ferris State weekend for hockey and what was coming up, because it was hockey season. Basketball as well. That's got to make you feel proud, because that's big. I mean, those are your season ticket holders. Those are your people that are going to attend a lot of those games. And it seemed to be athletic-wide. Whatever was going on, whatever was the big game, whether it was hockey, basketball, or football on the weekend, they were promoting it on their marquees or with their tabletops.
We do have that great support. And when you go out to eat or when you sit down and have coffee with someone, they want to talk about what our teams are doing, what our university is doing. It really is a great relationship.
Well, thank you, President, for having us up here. We really appreciate the opportunity.
I enjoyed it. It's great to have you on campus. I hope you'll come back, and I hope you have some breakfast before you finish.
Yeah, you know what? We haven't been here very long. You may want to wait till the end of the show to make that statement. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.